This is New England Public Radio News. This past summer, the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority increased its fares after facing a budget shortfall. Now, bus ridership is down, but revenue is up. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne reports.
The PVTA enacted 20% across-the-board fare increases. From July through September, the regional bus service saw a 7% drop in riders compared to the previous year. PVTA Administrator Sandra Sheehan says she's not surprised.
When we did the calculation and the analysis, we took into consideration the possibility of losing some riders due to the increases in fares.
But Sheehan says the decrease in passengers is about bigger factors than just the fare increase. She says a better economy means more people can afford cars.
Ridership in public transit service, especially bus service, has decreased across the board in the whole country.
Despite the drop in ridership, farebox revenues jumped 9.5%. That's because of people like Rob Green of Springfield. He was at Union Station waiting to board a bus.
I take the bus to go to work, so I'm going to take the bus regardless of what it go up to, but it's not really that affect me that much at all.
For Krista Trombley, who's a single mother from Holyoke, the story is different. She's still riding, but says the fare increase has her trying to minimize her trips.
I have to plan my appointments along with the kids' appointments, try and put them close together or in the same day, so I'm not spending another $3.50 2 days later bringing myself to an appointment.
And these fare increases, along with some service cuts, have not solved all the PVTA's budget challenges. There's a lot of uncertainty. Sandra Sheehan says she'll know more when Governor Charlie Baker releases his next budget proposal. Regardless, another fare increase has already been set for 2021. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.